Cake resident Wilbur Brown asked for support from the nearly 200 people attending the annual meeting of Southeast Conference.
Sometimes it's in Cake, it's really tough to stay alive. Really tough. We need your help. We need your support.
Residents in the village of roughly 400 to 500 people on northwest Kuprinoff Island use costly diesel generators for electrical power, paying as much as six times more than the residents in hydro-powered communities like Petersburg, 40 miles away. A plan is underway to connect Cake to Petersburg's power grid, but local leaders are anxious to get it done as soon as possible. Cake Mayor Henrich Kadake said the economy is poor in many southeast villages.
We're blazing, but we need to put some fire underneath this now. We need to make it happen. And I really believe this is as possible. I have no qualms about where we're going. I still think that energy in Cake and Angoon and Hoonah and all of us are our top priorities.
Kadake and Brown were joined by Roy Acevedo, president of the Organized Village of Cake, the tribal government in that community.
There's a lot of things that people take for granted. But come to the village, take a look and see. You got lights here. I hear a fan and stuff going on. We sure like to have some of that.
The possible linking of Cake to Southeast's existing hydropower plants has been under study for decades. This past year, the Southeast Conference and the U.S. Forest Service started the environmental review needed to permit the project. Planners are still considering two routes for the power line across Kuprinoff Island. One route would cross the northern side of the island with a potential power line through the city of Kuprinoff, and the small community across the Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg opposes that option. A second alternative would cross the center of Kuprinoff Island with water crossings on the Wrangell Narrows and Duncan Canal. Meanwhile, the State Department of Transportation also wants to build a road link between Cake and Petersburg, but that's on hold due to a lack of funding. Republican State Senator and co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee, Bert Stedman, said both the intertie and road should happen.
We need to get the power line to Cake and a road access. And I know some people like roads and some don't, some like power lines, some don't, but they need to go hand in hand. And we're trying to push that as fast as we can to Cake. Cake had over 700 people just a handful of years ago. Now they're under 500.
Consulting firms working on the environmental review are starting their field work in Cake later this month. John Heberling with the firm D. Hiddle & Associates explained.
We've got folks coming out into the field the week after next, September 28th, to begin their investigations of various elements of the environment, including wildlife, fish, and water, and vegetation, visual resources, and some of the cultural resources and so forth, too. These things have all been identified by the public or by various agencies that have to be evaluated when it comes to determining the effects and impacts of this transmission line on the environment.
A draft environmental impact statement could be published sometime next year. Current cost estimates range from $33 up to $44 million, and those numbers should be updated over the next year. Construction of the Cake Intertie could start at the earliest in 2012 and take about 2 to 3 years. Supporters of the project still need to secure construction funding for that power line. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.